Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's episode is called The Love Potion, an adaptation of a traditional Ethiopian fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Thomas and Elizabeth and the rest of the Cranford family, Cece and Beatrice Fovowitz and their family from Portland, Oregon, Lily and Scarlett and their family, Amara and Aiden and their family, including their dog Addie, Ada and William and their family from Winnetka, Illinois, Marley Jean and her family, Charlie and William and their family from Austin, Texas, and Hillel and Talia and the rest of the Leibovici family. Thank you so much, Talia, Hillel, William, Charlie, Marley Jean, William, Ada, Addie, Aiden, Amara, Scarlett, Lily, Beatrice, Cece, Elizabeth, and Thomas. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a small monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or just tell a friend about us.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Love Potion. Once upon a time, in a small village in ancient Ethiopia, there was a lonely young man by the name of Abel. He had his friends, sure, and he had his family, of course. Abel's life was very full, but he still felt there was something missing. What the young man really wanted, really, truly, deeply, with all of his heart, was someone to come home to at the end of the day. He wanted someone to cook dinner with every night, someone to laugh with and cry with, someone to raise a family with, and someone to grow old with. Abel wanted to share his life with someone he loved, and not just any someone. Abel had someone very specific in mind. He wanted to marry Zala, his oldest friend. She was kind and clever and strong, and she could always make him laugh. Abel and Zala had grown up together. Over the years, they'd spent days and nights working and playing and learning together, and they'd always had the best conversations. That is, until recently. Ever since Abel realized how he felt about Zala, he'd found himself tongue-tied in her presence. Part of him wanted to tell her that he loved her and wanted to marry her, but another part of him was very afraid that she wouldn't feel the same way, and then their friendship would be ruined. Now, when Abel and Zala were together, Abel's mind would race with possibilities and he felt frozen. Sometimes, Zala would catch him staring at her, and she'd ask, Abel? Are you feeling okay? And he would turn bright red with embarrassment and assure her that he was fine. But he didn't really feel fine. You should just tell her how you feel, his friends would say. Sometimes they'd even playfully push him forwards and dare him to speak. Still, Abel was too afraid. Afraid of looking silly, afraid of being rejected, afraid of having his heart broken. True, if he didn't open up to Zala, she'd never know how he felt. But on the other hand, if he kept his feelings a secret, she couldn't reject him. Finally, after long months of carrying his heavy heart, he made a decision. He would go and speak. Not to Zala, but to Mother Kamali, the village's most clever elder and healer. He went to her home and was quickly ushered inside. All around were peculiar containers of animal and plant parts. There were powders bright as spring and others dull as mud. Mother Kamali's home was full of smells, and just when Abel thought he might place one, another drifted into his nose to mystify him all over again.
"Abel, you've never visited me before," called Mother Kamali.
She was sitting at a low table of dark wood, carefully pouring a pink liquid into a brown powder.
"Come and have a seat and tell me all about the girl you're in love with."
Abel crossed the room slowly, afraid he'd break one of her delicate displays, or that one of her delicate displays would break him.
"Wait, how did you know I'm here about a girl?"
he said, sitting on a stool across the table from the old woman.
"I can read the mood of an ibex clear across the plains. You think I can't see heart sickness in the face of a boy I watched grow from a sprout?"
She set aside the pitcher of pink liquid and sprinkled some dried black seeds into the mixture.
"Now, tell me all about her."
It was like a dam releasing. It was like the clouds breaking open with rain. All of his love and admiration and fears about Zala tumbled out of his mouth. The way her jokes could make even the crankiest babies and the grumpiest elders howl with laughter. The way she always had the best ideas and knew how to solve even the trickiest problems. The way she never seemed to get discouraged or down for very long and made him feel like he could do anything in the world. He told Mother Kamali all of it and more, and when he finally finished, he found himself red and breathless.
"All of that inside one little heart?" Mother Kamali said, shaking her head. "No wonder I could see it on your face. You're in love, all right. You're in love up to your ears."
Abel nodded solemnly.
"Well, I have just the thing for you," Mother Kamali said. "What is it? Is it a potion? A love potion? I think I could tell her how I feel if I knew she felt the same way."
The old woman laughed.
"No, child, not a potion. Just go and talk to the girl. Zala is out eating now in the shade of a tree, I'm sure. Sit with her and have a conversation."
"Well, I couldn't do that," Abel said, aghast. "What if she rejects me? What if she hates me? What if I mess it up?"
He dropped to his knees and clasped his hands in front of him.
"Please, Mother Kamali, there must be another way. There must be some magic, something you can brew for me. Please?"
Mother Kamali looked at the young man and sighed.
"One of these, I see. All right, get up off the ground. I just swept in here."
Abel hopped back into his seat.
"I do have one love potion. Very powerful magic. Very difficult to make, though. I don't think you'll like it."
Abel's eyes lit up.
"Anything. Just tell me what you need."
Mother Kamali stood slowly and tottered to her shelves, picking up a bottle of this and examining a dried gourd full of that. Finally, she picked up a tiny glass vial and peered inside owlishly.
"I have what we need, except for one thing."
Abel was on his feet in a flash.
"What is it? I'll go right now."
"To make the potion a love potion, to make it really something."
"What? Tell me."
"You bring yourself out to the mountains tall and creep along until a lion's call. Cozy on up and get a whisker without dying. Then we'll make a batch of love potion from a lion. Pinch of purple powder and a prickly vine. Kick of carsana that's been pickled in brine. Add one little whisker from a great big lion. Throw them all together and watch the stars align. Well, you've got trouble with your confidence. You're lonely and you're loveless and you're feeling tense. You're looking for a trick to get you feeling fine. So we'll make a batch of love potion from a lion."
The next day, Abel set off for the mountains. In those days, the lions of Ethiopia weren't endangered, and there were plenty that prowled the foothills where the savanna met the highlands. You could recognize an Ethiopian lion by their gigantic size and their dark black manes that stood out in stark contrast to the rest of their fur, which was a sunrise gold. Abel had never hunted a lion before, never mind tried to get a whisker from one. Like most normal people, he had done everything in his power to avoid lions. But he had to have that love potion. It would solve all his problems. So, with his reckless, youthful bravery, he pushed into the mountains, ever alert. He was lucky, and he spotted his first lion that very afternoon. It was sunning itself on a large, flat rock. One paw the size of Abel's head was casually dipped into a nearby stream. The great beast seemed to be sleeping. Abel watched the gentle rise and fall of its chest until he was convinced it wasn't about to wake up and gobble him whole. Finally, he made his move. He stepped up to the lion, leaned down, and then the beast's eyelids fluttered open. It peered up at Abel with one eye of molten gold and then growled, showing its big white teeth.
"Oh, sorry!"
Abel turned and ran all the way back down the mountain. He didn't stop until he was back at Mother Kamali's house. He told her the story, and she said to him,
"Abel, if you want a whisker, you can't be a thief. A lion is too clever and strong for that. Even if you steal one without him seeing you, he'll feel the pinch and you won't get far. Try finding a way to befriend the lion and asking permission to take a whisker. Now go, and don't come back until you've got it."
Abel returned to the highlands where the mountains met the savanna. This time, he climbed a tree and watched the lion. After several days, he learned the lion liked meat and he liked the sun. He kept to the same area of the highlands and always, always returned to the large sunny rock in the afternoon. One afternoon, when the lion returned, it found Abel waiting with a piece of meat in hand. Abel dropped the meat in the lion's favorite spot and then went back to his tree. The lion gobbled up the meat and then, satisfied, stretched out for his catnap. Abel repeated this the next day and the next, and then finally, he dropped the meat but only retreated a few steps. The lion eyed him curiously, but still ate the meat and stretched in the sun. Feeling emboldened, Abel approached the lion and reached for a whisker.
"Roar!"
roared the lion, and Abel was so scared he fell backwards with a thump. The lion roared again, and Abel scampered away, not stopping until he was sure the lion wasn't following. It seemed this wasn't the right lion after all. Still, there were plenty of lions in the highlands, and Abel was determined. He continued his search and found another rock with another lion many miles away. He began his process anew, leaving the meat and watching closely. This patience did not come naturally to Abel, but so strong was his love for Zala that he found it easy to wait. Finally, after another week, Abel approached the new lion as he ate. This time, he did so slowly, carefully, and he spoke gently as he neared.
I just need a whisker. Just one. Is that okay, Mr. Lion?"
At first, he thought perhaps the lion hadn't heard him, but then the beautiful beast looked up at Abel and offered him a small and almost imperceptible nod. Abel's eyes widened. He took a deep breath and then reached for a whisker. His hand was shaky, but he managed to grab a hold of one and pull it gently free. A wide, grateful smile spread across his face.
"Thank you, Mr. Lion. Thank you."
The lion offered the same tiny nod and went back to his meal. Abel turned and ran down the mountain, whisker clutched in his fist like it was a diamond. He soon burst into Mother Kamali's home.
"Mother Kamali! Mother Kamali, I got the whisker!"
He held it up for her to see. It gleamed silver in the light.
"You what?"
She sat down at her table and began to laugh. She laughed and laughed and laughed so hard her bottles and potions rattled on the shelves.
"What? What's so funny?"
Abel demanded.
Mother Kamali dabbed at her eyes. There's no potion, Abel. What? What do you mean? I just got this whisker. And how did you get it? Well, I thought it would be really hard and scary, and it was at first. But I was trying to move too fast, and it was the wrong lion anyway. The next time, I realized I needed to take my time and make sure the lion trusted me so it would know I wasn't trying to hurt it, and then obviously I needed to ask before I took the whisker. I was really nervous the lion would get mad and say no, but it worked out okay. What would you have done if the lion had said no? Mother Kamali asked. Well, I mean, I would have been disappointed because I invested all that time, but I can't make the lion give me its whiskers. That doesn't work. I guess I would have just had to start over with another lion. Ah, yes. I think you are ready to go and have your conversation with Zala, Mother Kamali said, smiling gently. Abel looked back at her, stunned. Abel, a lion is not so different than a person. You have learned that you can be patient and kind and win the trust of another, take a big risk when you truly care about something, and survive if someone tells you no. Abel sat, mouth agape. Abel, does that make sense? Yes, Mother Kamali, he said, thinking and stroking his chin. Mother Kamali, even if there was a potion to make someone fall in love, it wouldn't be right to use it, would it? It's like taking the whisker without asking. Mother Kamali smiled all the wider and patted Abel on the cheek. See how wise you've grown. Now go. You know what to do. Abel kissed her on the cheek and ran from the room. Mother Kamali laughed and sat back at her table. She picked up the lion's whisker and turned it in her hands. Usually they figure out the lesson before they get the whisker, she said to herself, shaking her head. Maybe next time I'll switch to an alligator's tooth. She put the lion's whisker in a small glass bottle and placed it on the shelf. Then, still smiling, she returned to her work. Abel looked and found Zala finishing her lunch in the shade of a moringa tree. He felt his heart start to quicken in his chest and his stomach flutter with nervous butterflies. At least Zala's not a lion, he said to himself as he walked up and sat down next to her. Hey, Zala, he said. I brought you a tamarind. I know they're your favorite. Zala's face lit up.
Thanks, Abel. That was really nice of you. Is something on your mind?
Actually, yes, Abel said with a deep breath. Would you want to take a walk together tomorrow night? Like, just me and you? Maybe we could go down to the Karsada tree by the river?
Abel blushed and held his breath. The Karsada tree was famous locally as the spot for young couples. Zala would know what it meant, what he meant.
I'm actually busy tomorrow night, Zala said, and Abel felt his heart sink in his chest. He wasn't as sad as he thought he'd be, though. Just asking had relieved much of the weight in his chest. Actually, he felt better than he had in months.
No problem, he said with a smile. Hope you have a good day.
Abel turned to walk away, but Zala called out,
Wait!
Yeah?
He turned.
I promised my mom I'd help with my baby sister at night, that's all. Maybe we could have lunch tomorrow instead? Meet me here at noon and we can walk to the Karsada together for a picnic.
Sure, sounds good,
Abel said, and his heart soared into the sky like a beautiful bird disappearing into the sun.
What had he ever been afraid of? He'd never needed a love potion, he just needed to be himself.
He walked away, grinning like a fool. And he and Zala had lunch together the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. He told her the story of the lion's whisker, and she laughed and laughed, long and loud. It was the most beautiful sound that Abel had ever heard. The End.
Today's story, The Love Potion, was an adaptation of a traditional Ethiopian fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with a song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a small monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or just tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.